Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm WSB's Mark Arum.
The WSB 24-hour breaking news center is on alert. With immediate breaking news,
severe weather alerts,
traffic red alerts,
from Cobb to Cherokee,
Carroll to Gwinnett,
Fulton to Forsyth,
and all the rest.
WSB.
Depend on it.
Live and festive in the Publix Holiday Headquarters studio at WSB.
Well, he's very popular, Ed. The sportos, the motorheads, geeks, sluts, bloods, wastoids, dweebies, heads. They all adore him. They think he's a righteous dude.
No, I'll run this town to be near you. No, gray skies ever turn blue.
Back to the show, and a good Monday Eve to you. Mark Arum here, you there. It's 11:08, 8 after 11. This is the Mark Arum Show, heard Monday through Friday, 10 to midnight on News 95.5 at AM 750 WSB. Grace, one of the greatest secretaries in movie history right there. Good job cleaning up that cut long ago.
<Yeah. laughs>
I didn't even know that there was bad words in Ferris Bueller's Day.
It's not really that much of a bad word, but you know.
I like that you bleeped it. It sounded
it's better when you bleep it.
Yeah, yeah. It sounded fantastic. Gang's all here. Low T Chuck screening the calls. Longoria bleeping out words not appropriate for the air. Vinny from TV joins us, fresh off Fred's Barbecue House on Saturday.
Beautiful.
Vinny not only came out there, hung out. He worked the WSB promotions tent for like 45 minutes.
Actually, they weren't there.
I took the promotions.
I was there because they weren't.
I took them in to eat.
Yeah.
And, you know, I thought Vinny probably just thought I was going to grab the food and come back out. We sat down and ate with
just left him out there.
Vinny, yeah, I was out there.
Vinny's handing out koozies and
watching kids play cornhole.
That's awesome.
I'm sitting there going, hey, nice shot. Kids. It's like, yeah, whatever.
Vinny was the face of WSB Radio on Saturday. So yeah. Good stuff. Well, thanks for coming out, Vin.
It was fun.
We were discussing on this movie Monday the baddest villains in movie history. To me, there's two, Ivan Drago and Darth Vader, which are both timely. Because the new Star Wars movie came out today, and of course, all the dealings we're having with Russia right now. Who do you think's the baddest villain in movie history? And the Secretary of State will be named tomorrow. Tillerson apparently will be named by President-elect Trump. As an aside, your favorite secretaries in either TV or movies. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. Kentucky Fried Lee joins us on the program.
Hey, how you doing?
Bubba, what's cooking, my friend?
Oh, not much. Like, for your TV secretaries, I got two real good ones.
Okay.
One is Megan Mullally. I think she's pronounced from Will and Grace.
Dude, I
high-pitched voice.
Adore her. I have the biggest crush on her for some reason.
And the other one from the Carol Burnett Show, Ms. Wiggins.
Mrs. Wiggins.
Yeah. You didn't seem to care about my crush on Megan Mullally at all there, Lee.
She's crushable.
I don't know. Like, she's not a classic beauty, but for some reason, I've always found her extremely attractive.
Absolutely. And I didn't give the Russians too much thought, but for villain, you can't let this one go by. Heath Ledger is the Joker.
Ooh, he was a good villain.
Oh, he was evil.
Rest in peace.
You should read some of the things that he did when he made the movie. For instance, when he would set a bomb off or something like that, it's like he just turned around, walked off, pressed the button, it went off, and he just kept walking, never turned around. That guy got into the character like you wouldn't believe.
I think he had the help of some narcotics to get into character, unfortunately.
The way he played the job, I mean, I thought Jack Nicholson was great. My God, the way Heath Ledger did it was just evil.
Yeah, he crushed that role.
Yeah, went to the dark side on that one.
And you know that scene where he burns up all that money?
Mm. Yeah.
That was actually Heath Ledger's real money.
Oh my God.
He got $4 million in cash and just lit. No, I'm just kidding about that.
Lee, wow, I did not listen, know that. You told me something new.
If I don't talk to you, have a great Hanukkah, my friend.
Hey, you too, bud. All we'll right. talk to you.
See you, buddy. Tony's in Marietta. Tony, welcome to the Mark Arum Show.
Well, Linda sends her greetings to you, Mark, and the former stoic Mexican.
The former stoic Mexican.
And Charlie, of course.
Yes, low tizzle.
We all know everybody. But yeah. She loves Movie Monday. As a matter of fact, she's upstairs listening on the radio after popping some popcorn. This has become a new ritual for her.
Oh, wow. All right.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. But for us old folks. But anyway, she had brought up a couple things here.
Okay.
First off, apparently the previous listeners were channeling my secretary picks, which were Carol from the Bob Newhart show.
I loved
her. I grew
her.
Up
yeah.
watching those live. As well as my parents were really into Perry Mason. And I thought Della Street was, as a kid, I thought she was just like fantastically awesome.
Yeah.
Anyway, Linda's contributions for villains. We were having this great debate, and I'd like to hear some other listeners' input on this. I said that Jack Nicholson was the best villain for Batman movies as the Joker. And I said, what do you think about him versus Heath Ledger? She says Heath Ledger was more evil, but Jack Nicholson was actually more entertaining. And that was her take on
okay.
it. And then the other one that the other two she brought up, she says, here's an old school movie, Robert Mitchum in Cape Fear. She says, if you ever watch that movie,
it'll the original Cape Fear, not it, the.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That one was.
I've never seen the original.
And then the other one she brought up, which is a little bit more modern, and. Mr. Longoria, you can help me out with the proper pronunciation here.
Oh, I'm sure I can.
Jalapeno.
No Country for Old Men. Is it Javier Bardem or
Javier Bardem? Yeah, he was about a villain. Holy smokes! That dude, when he walks into the gas station, he's like flipping a coin for the dude's life, and then he breaks his arm. Oh man.
Yeah.
That's one dude you do not want.
That was a cool weapon he had. What was that? That air gun?
The air gun, yeah. Right?
Crazy.
Nice.
Yeah, Javier Bardem. Good call on that. I'll do the pronunciation of all the Spanish words.
Yeah, no, worry. Don't worry about it.
You just worry about your jalapenos. Sherry's in Gainesville. Sherry, you are on the Mark Arum Show.
Hi, Mark.
Hey, Sher.
He kind of took mine. I was going to say No Country for Old Men was a good one. And John Travolta in The Taking of Pelham.
I haven't seen that yet.
Oh, that's a good one. Villain. And Secretary is the original one from Greece.
Oh, from the that worked at the school secretary.
Yeah, the school secretary that was so dingy.
The ditzy one, that's a great call. What was her name?
Dodie Goodman.
Sherry? Oh, I don't know her name. I don't know her name.
I know you know your name.
I think it was Dodie Goodman.
Dodie Goodman, Dodie says Goodman. Vinny. That's a great call. A lot of great little roles in Grease. And that, of course, is Chuck's favorite movie. Chuck's a big musical guy.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But,
the Sound of Music.
Did you see Hairspray this past week?
Hairspray
Live?
Yeah.
Is that why you took off last week?
That was Chuck?
That's why he took off last week.
Chuck was here. You took off.
Yeah.
Tammy's in Canton. Tammy, you are on the Mark Arum Show.
How are you doing, guys?
Hello, Tamalama.
Beautiful.
Good. I'm glad you had a good weekend, Longoria.
Oh, thank you.
Longoria was taking care of business, apparently.
Oh, I was.
It sounds like it, and he is still sexy as ever on the radio.
Amen.
Oh, thank
that.
You.
I can't believe nobody's brought up the classic secretaries, Lily Tomlin, Dolly Parton, and Jane Fonda.
Of course. I mean, 9 to 5 was all about secretaries.
Oh my goodness, that was just the greatest.
Yeah.
That was the greatest ever.
And you know what? There's a great villain in that movie too. The boss,
Dabney Coleman,
played by Dabney Coleman. Dabney Coleman is a really good villain too.
Yeah, he is.
And that hits both of them in the same movie.
And he was a good villain in Boardwalk Empire. He played the old man in Atlantic City. Dabney Coleman, very underrated actor.
Yep. But one villain that I really am mesmerized with, unfortunately, is from the Saw movies.
I have never seen any of the Saw movies. Longoria, do you want to take Tammy to the Saw movies?
I will, but I've never seen them.
Yeah, I've never seen. Vin, do you see the Saw movies?
I saw a couple.
Really?
Yeah.
Take dates out there?
No, of course.
They're insane.
Yeah, I don't know.
First date movie.
That's the one genre of movies that I just have never been into was the horror genre.
It's more of a slasher.
Yeah, really. That's more slasher.
Whatever, either way.
Yeah.
Not into any of that.
I mean, I like certain horrors, but not...
Something what?
Horror movies.
I thought he said horror stories.
Wow. Yeah, no, I like certain horrors.
I mean, horrors.
I thought he was out on Peachtree there.
Peachtree, is that where you go?
That's not breaking news.
No. Yeah. This weekend.
I like certain horrors. Mike's in Marietta. Mike, welcome to the program.
Hey.
Hey, old Mikey.
Yes. My favorite secretary would be probably Sarah Rafferty off Suits.
Never seen it. I've heard good things, though. I've heard good things.
Mm-hmm.
And villain, and baddest villain in movie history.
Villain, probably Billy Zane from Dead Calm.
Billy Zane was he's known for Titanic, right?
Yeah.
Is that who I'm thinking of, Billy Zane?
Yeah, Billy Zane was in that.
No? Mike, you with me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I am. Right. Dead Calm, he was there with... Nicole Kidman.
Billy, all right, take the energy level down a little bit, Mike. Billy Zane, little known story, was an extra in Back to the Future. He was one of Biff's crew.
Cohorts.
Yeah, that was the first movie Billy Zane was in. He was he didn't have a speaking role. He was just in the background. Oh, speaking of which, I need you guys to talk me out of this. So, oh,
yeah. Now I want to talk you into
yeah.
that. So there's a celebrity auction going on right
now. Oh, no, you should do that. Is that the one that you posted the other
Larry thing? David?
Oh, yeah.
So
oh,
there's that, a celebrity right. auction.
Okay.
You meet and greet Larry David, and then you get a walk-on role in an episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Why would I talk you out of
yeah,
that?
Yeah, why would I talk
about yeah, really?
The bidding is up to $16,000 okay. right now.
You just signed a new contract. You're fine.
Yeah, you're good to go, man.
Got money. If you haven't yet, maybe slip that as a bonus in there.
There you go. Put that in the contract.
You come out even.
I got it right here. I haven't signed it yet.
There you go. See?
Can I just write that
in?
Put an addendum.
Very back.
Put an addendum on
that. I mean, that would be an amazing thing. But that's an asinine amount of money to spend on that, right?
What is the money for?
It's for charity. I don't know what charity. It's called charitybuzz.com.
Right.
And they have all these amazing... if you check out the website,
awesome.
There's some really cool stuff you can do, and you bid on it. But one of the things is walk on role on Curb Your Enthusiasm. They said non-speaking, but I will speak.
You would just say something.
You'd get yourself.
But you get to meet and greet Larry David and hang out. But I mean, and there's like a week left on the auction, so they estimate it's going to go for $25,000.
Oh,
that's a lot of money.
It is, right?
That's a lot of money.
Should I do a GoFundMe? And try to raise.
You raise it in a week?
Half the.
At least half?
Yeah.
Why not?
You're supposed to be talking me out of this, guys.
No.
If you can raise half, I would say go for it, but I wouldn't shell out 20 or 25.
25 G's.
If I had 25 G's to throw, I'd do it.
Well, I don't have it to throw. I mean,
you obviously have
listen,
it.
Listen, if you're
going to
throw 25 G's, throw it our way.
Yeah. Well, 25 G's, I better be meeting Elvis for 25 G's.
I'll send you to Elvis, my friend. All right, we're going to come back with more of your calls. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK, baddest movie villain of all time, and your favorite secretary in movies or television. 404-872-0750, Movie Monday on the Mark Arum Show.
Mark Arum on 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
Check out some of the stuff on this Charity Buzz auction site. You ready? Dinner with Terry Hatcher, $2,200.
That's it?
Yeah. Brunch with Charles Grodin, $800.
$800 for Charles Grodin?
I'd have brunch with, on that.
I'd have brunch with Charles Grodin.
I would love to. From... Midnight Run.
Oh, great movie with him in that.
The movie with Goldie Hawn and Chevy
Foul
Chase.
Foul Play?
No.
Is that, what was the other one?
Seems Like Old Times,
yeah.
There's some really cool stuff. Have lunch with Charles Osgood, $2,600.
Charles Osgood, I love his
Have
voice.
Lunch with John
He's
Travolta.
The greatest voice, I would
greatest
just
voice ever.
How much do you think lunch with John Travolta costs?
Lunch with John Travolta?
$15,000. $120.
$3,000
$9,000
Really? $9,000
Yeah.
Bucks.
So I'll check on the bidding on the Larry David one. Maybe it'll be in our price range. Well, you guys will all have to chip in. Don's in Brookhaven. Don, you are on the Mark Arum Show.
Hi, Mark.
Hey,
how about The Shining with Jack Nicholson?
For best villain?
And Hannibal Lecter in the other one.
Ooh, that's a good one, too.
Hannibal's good. And
Hannibal Lecter, what's
what his name?
Anthony Hopkins. Anthony Hopkins. Yeah. He was really good in Westworld. I don't know if you saw the season of Westworld on HBO this year.
Yeah, it was awesome.
He was phenomenal. He was he's such a good actor.
Oh, he's great.
And Sir Anthony Hopkins.
And the secretary, Mimi Bobek from Drew Carey Show.
Oh, good call. Absolutely. Vinny had a thing with her.
Yeah.
Keith's in Dawsonville.
She never called me back.
Keith, you're on the Mark Arum Show. How are you, brother?
Good, Mark. How are you?
Excellent. What do you got on your Movie Monday plate?
My secretary is Dolly Parton from 9 to 5.
Mm-hmm.
And the worst bad guy is Henry Fonda, Once Upon a Time in the West.
Oh, wow. That's a good villain. Do you know how Dolly Parton is, by the way?
Pardon?
Dolly Parton, 70 years old.
She said, I was going to say 65 or 70.
She looks fantastic. Patterson's in Roswell. Patterson, real quick, what you got on a Movie Monday?
All right. Well, for a villain, scared the crap out of me as a kid, Darkness from Legend, the Tim Curry character.
Oh, wow.
Giant horned devil.
Absolutely. Yeah, that was scary as blank.
Yeah, exactly. And as for secretaries, I don't know if anyone's used this one yet, but it's perfect for you guys being on the radio. Lonnie Anderson, WKRP.
WKRP, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Who was the secretary in the show News Radio? Was that Kathy Griffin? Was she the secretary?
I know she was in it. I don't know if that was her.
I don't think she was the secretary.
Who was there a secretary?
I don't know if there was a secretary.
I don't know.
I can tell you, it's really it's something you mentioned, Back to the Future. Back to the Future 2, Elijah Wood, in one of his first bit appearances, was one of the little kids playing the video game in the Cafe 80s in the year 2015.
Really? Wow. Look at that. See? Good. You actually learned something on Movie Monday tonight. Thank you for the call, my friend. We're coming back with all of your calls. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. Johnny Kilbasa will have a football minute. It's Movie Monday on the Mark Arum Show.
I'm WSB's Clark Howard, from Cobb to Cherokee,
Carroll to Gwinnett,
Fulton to Forsyth,
and all the Metro 11.
You'll get severe weather,
a traffic red alert,
or breaking news
immediately
accurate
from the WSB 24-hour Breaking News Center.
WSB.
Depend on it.
Live and festive in the Publix Holiday Headquarters studio at WSB.
Hey, this is Ray Liotta, and you're listening to the
Welcome back to the Mark Arum Show, 11:35, 25 in front of midnight, with you till 12 every Monday through Friday. The bidding for the Larry David walk-on role, Curb Your Enthusiasm, is now up to $18,000. 7 days left on bidding.
Was that just in the time we were talking?
No, I didn't log on yet today.
Oh.
So I was talking off the air with Vinny. If each of you guys give me $3,000, I'll buy it.
Do you think
But what do we get out of it? Like, I told him, if I'm giving him $3,000, I'm going with him.
I can take one guest, it says. So you guys each give me $3,000, and then we'll draw out of the hat which one of you bananas.
Yeah, no.
Yeah,
You're better off going having a GoFundMe account.
Yeah.
Longer. Yeah, no.
Yeah,
that's not happening. All right, how about this? $2,000 each. $2,000.
I don't know.
No. There's no guarantee that we're the one that's going to get
$2,000.
But, you mean,
forget about it.
For anything we know, you're going to take promotions girl with you, and then we're going to be stuck $2,000 out.
That's good what point. Would happen. You know
that's
what?
Exactly what would happen.
Very good point. Yeah. Promotions girl.
Promotions
girl. Welcome back to Movie Monday. We're having too much fun. We are discussing villains, movie villains. Ivan Drago and Darth Vader, to me, are some of the baddest movie villains of all time. Who do you think is the baddest movie villain? And the Secretary of State will be named tomorrow by President-elect Trump. Tillerson from Exxon apparently going to get the nod there. So just your favorite secretary in movie or television history. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. Bill's in Buckhead. Billy, welcome to the program, sir.
Hey, happy holidays and Merry Christmas to you all.
Right back at you, William.
Well, I'll tell you what. Movie secretaries, and of course, I always give my age away with some of this.
That's all right.
The old Carol Burnett show where she played Mrs. Wiggins.
Oh, yes.
Against the boss Tim Conway.
She was, I mean, what a talent she is.
Who had kind of a Swedish accent. And I'm going to also weigh in with Lois Maxwell, the original Moneypenny.
Okay.
The early Bond films.
Fair enough. That's a good one. Who do you think is the baddest villain in movie history?
Well, how about Tony Perkins in Psycho? Hello.
Tony Perkins in Psycho, hello. That's a good one.
Yeah. That's a good one.
A Cape Fear, somebody already mentioned that. Tony, I think it was. I love that guy. You know, I'm thinking, Mark, we should have a Movie Monday convention.
Oh, I like it.
I'm just throwing that out for a suggestion.
This is what we'll do. You know what? We'll do a Movie Monday special on the Mark Arum Show.
There was a remake of Cape Fear with De Niro.
If you give me $3,000, Bill, you can come sit in.
I'll weigh in.
Will you donate $3,000 to the Curb Your Enthusiasm field trip?
I'll start putting it in the fund. And taking Pelham 1-2-3, the original was with Robert Shaw. I just thought I'd throw that out there.
Well, we appreciate you throwing it out there, Bill. Have a great night, my friend. We'll talk to you soon.
You bet.
All right, bye-bye. See you, Billy. 404-872-0750-1-800-WSB-TALK. Joining us now on a Movie Monday, wrapping up the weekend that was in the world of football, Johnny Kilbasa and the Football Minute. What's going on, Jonathan? How are you, sir?
I am thicker than Earl Campbell's thigh pads, and I'm long snapping them right over your head every Monday night.
Let me interrupt you for a second. This is a football question. Longoria, I am now tied with Buford in your fantasy football league.
Mm-hmm.
What's the tiebreaker on this?
It's the home team that wins.
That's so dumb. I lost earlier this year because of that.
You lost to me because of that, yes.
And so now, is Buford considered the home team?
Yes.
So I'm going to lose to Buford because home. Have you ever heard of such a ridiculous rule, Johnny?
No, it's always bench points where I come from.
Yeah, bench points.
Yeah, he'll win if you tie. Always just don't let your defense get scored on. That's why you got tied now.
Well, I need Brady to complete one pass or 10 yards, or do I get a bonus for 400 passing yards?
No.
He just dropped one for about 80.
But he does need to throw 25 more yards for you to get another point, if that's what you're...
That's all I need, 25? Well, I mean, that's a lot.
It depends on what he already has. Well, he has 398. So, yeah. He needs 25 more points. 25 more yards.
Why 25? Why not 22?
Why 22?
He's 398.
No, I understand that, but 25, for every 25, you get a point. So he needs,
Well, two more will get him.
Right.
So he needs 27 more yards to get two more points.
I don't know. No.
No, I think two more yards.
He needs to have 425.
If he gets one, if he gets two more yards, that will get me another point. That'll be 400.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So I need two more passing yards. Jeez Louise.
I got you.
All right. Sorry. Johnny, Football Minute, you ready to do this?
Give me some of that 10 yard blue. Divine City Birds of Prey ripped the horns off the Rams so bad that they fired their immortal head coach, Jeff Fisher. Oddly enough, that leaves Jeff Fisher tied with Falcons legend Dan Reeves for the most losses by an NFL coach. The rumor mill is already cranking up at full speed with that news. Idiots on Twitter reporting that Michigan's Jim Harbaugh is at the top of the list to replace Fisher. Harbaugh's reportedly up for a change after realizing he will never beat Urban Meyer's Ohio State Buckeyes. The Black Knights of the pretend Army beat the midshipmen of the pretend Navy for their first victory in 14 years in a game that no one's cared about for about 50 years. Hope they enjoyed the football game, because this time next year they'll be getting shipped off to war. RG3 made his return to the Cleveland Browns. He had RG1 interceptions and RG0 touchdown passes. The Browns are undefeated. Cristiano Ronaldo beat Lionel Messi to win the Ballon d'Or award for the fourth time. For those of you that don't speak French, Ballon d'Or means a balloon full of European wussies. Russell Wilson threw 5 interceptions on the frozen tundra while the Seahawks got whitewashed by the Packers, and Wilson pretty much whitewashed my chances of winning my fantasy football league. Thanks, Russell. Add to that, on Monday Night Football, the Patriots are trying to give the game away, but the Ravens just won't let them. It's 30-23.
I don't know who I feel more bad for, Johnny. Browns fans or Rams fans?
I wouldn't feel bad for Rams fans at all, because they just got a new team after not having a team, and they're getting a brand new stadium, and they live in L.A. where the weather's nice all the time.
So if I should feel bad for Browns fans more?
God, for the weather alone.
Are they just going to run it three times here, Longoria?
Probably.
I need 2 yards.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean,
oh,
he's rolling out.
Oh, there you go.
Catch it.
There's your 2 yards.
Yeah. There you go. Later, Buford. All right. Johnny, fantastic football minute, by the way. How about the Giants beating the Cowboys last
night? Thank you for that.
It was 7-0 at halftime.
That was awesome.
And I'm like, I was like, I'm not staying up to watch my team lose. But Eli kept fumbling and fumbling. I'm like, halftime, like, I'm just going to bed.
Yeah.
Fully expecting us to lose. I wake up in the morning, I was like, oh, wow, we won.
Yeah, I was a Giants fan last night.
Fantastic.
Absolutely. A lot of people were.
You sounded kind of sexual right there.
I was a Giants fan last night.
That's how much I hate the Cowboys.
Giants, baby. Giants.
All right, Johnny, thanks as always. Tomorrow we will have a fresh edition of the Fast Food Review, I assume.
Yes, I can't wait. And 24 hours and 48 minutes. We'll do it again.
24 hours.
No, 23 hours.
23
actually.
Hours.
Well, it depends what, you know, who the hell is
that? Well, if you're in Alabama, yeah.
If you're in Alabama.
Who the hell is that talking, Mark?
All right. Follow him on Twitter, at Johnny Kilbasa. Download his podcast, johnnykilbasa.com, The Sausage Hut. Appreciate you, bruh.
Anytime, bruh. See you tomorrow.
All right. Johnny K. Love Johnny K. Joe's in Alpharetta. Joseph, you are on the Mark Arum Show.
Hey, Mark. I got two in sports movies. One is Eddie Albert in the original Longest Yard.
Yes.
And kind of on a funny vein, have you ever saw Necessary Roughness, Larry Miller as the dean?
Yeah, he was the dean.
Trying to get everyone thrown off the team.
Comedian Larry Miller.
Yeah. He was trying to get the football
program. He got into a bad accident or something.
Did he?
Yeah, I think he's all right now, but he was in a coma or something.
Wow. And my secretary is Radar O'Reilly.
Good, because someone asked me on Facebook if Radar counts. I think we can count him as a secretary, right?
Definitely.
All right, appreciate it. Joe's like, I got limited minutes here. I'm on out of here. Scott's up next on the Mark Arum Show. Hello, Scotty.
Yeah, hey, how's it going?
What up, brother?
Film villain. In two different roles, but the same actor. I got to go with Chris Walken.
In which movies?
First of all, he played a Bond villain in A View to a Kill.
Yeah.
Not a very good Bond movie, but Max Zorn was a real scary villain.
Okay.
And then he also played a mob lawyer in True Romance. He had a scene with Dennis Hopper.
Oh, God. No, you know what his best villain role was?
What's that?
Things to Do in Denver When You're Dead.
I have not seen that one, but if you say it's good, I'll definitely have to check it out.
He was a villain, a quadriplegic villain. And even as a quadriplegic, he was scary as hell.
Well, that scene he has in True Romance is not my favorite movie, but that's my favorite movie scene of all time.
That's a good
one. Anybody wants to see it can go on YouTube and just type in True Romance, Dennis Hopper, Christopher Walken, and the Sicilian.
Yeah, that's not a lot of people know about that movie, but
I heard of it.
Tarantino wrote the script, but he didn't direct.
Exactly.
The late Tony Scott directed it.
And it was Arquette, right, was the female lead?
Yeah, and the male lead was Christian Slater.
Slater, yeah.
And I also had a cameo by Samuel L. Jackson and also a small role by Gary Oldman. So it was a really good cast.
Yeah, I need to rewatch that. It's been a while. But that's an underrated film. Not a lot of people know about it. Patricia is in Sugar Hill, baby. Sugar Hill. Patricia, welcome to the Mark Arum Show.
Hi.
Hey, Patty.
I have never called in before.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Okay, so I can't believe no one has said this yet. My favorite secretary is from The Secretary. Have you watched that movie? Maggie, is her name Maggie Gyllenhaal?
Oh, Chuck's favorite girl.
That's Mark's favorite actress.
Wow. What's the movie about? I've never seen the movie. The Secretary.
She's a secretary.
I know. What's it about, though?
Well, it's kind of a fetish thing.
Whoa.
Uh-oh.
That's why Chuck likes it. Secretary.
Yes, very fetish. Anyway, so that's you haven't watched it?
No. No.
Well, we will now that we
how
know
do you spell
it's a
secretary?
Fetish movie.
Secretary.
Yeah, I don't know. I kept on spelling
my
security.
You sure? Was it 1995?
Was 2002.
Maggie Gyllenhaal, you're saying?
Yes.
It's not coming up for some reason.
And James Spader.
I like Spader. Spader's a good
movie. Oh, yeah. You know what? I've seen parts of that movie.
2002.
Parts of that movie.
Oh, it's not The Secretary. It's just Secretary.
Secretary, yeah.
It's just Secretary.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm looking at the... No, no.
Well, it's fun.
All right.
It introduces people into a different world.
I will check it out. What? No, I won't check it out. I'm not going to lie to you. What is... who's your favorite villain of all time?
Well, Keith Ledger as the Joker.
Okay.
Heath Ledger as
Heath
the
Ledger
Joker.
Heath Ledger as the Joker, yes.
Right? Or what about Al Pacino in Scarface?
Scarface. Well, he was, I don't know if he was a villain. He was the hero of that movie, right? Everyone was rooting for him.
Yeah, I guess so.
He's the, he was the protagonist, antagonist, the good guy? I don't know.
Yeah, whichever.
He was the good of the bad.
Pizza yeah. Hut?
He's
the good one.
The best of the bad.
Richard's in Columbus, Ohio. Richard, what's cooking, buddy?
Hey, Merry Christmas and Happy Hanukkah from a Cleveland Browns fan.
Oh, I feel so bad for you, dude.
Grand.
I feel so bad for you.
Yeah, well, hey, better days are ahead.
Indeed.
But favorite secretary has to be Nancy Culp as Miss Hathaway from the Beverly Hillbillies.
All right. And your baddest villain of all time?
Lee Van Cleef, the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Wow. Richard, you always put the cherry on top of the movie Monday Sunday, my friend.
Happy holidays, all.
Right back at you, bro. Hey, Richard, did you sign up for the Mark Arum Show Christmas card?
No, I didn't.
All right, hang on. Chuck's going to get your info. Just, Richard's in Columbus, Ohio. He deserves a credit. Don't give me that look, Chuck. We'll send him one. I got too many anyway. We gotta spare these out. This is your final chance to guess the movie soundtrack that Longoria's been playing all night long. I have no idea what it is. Hopefully you do. Beach Boy tickets on the line. 404-872-0750. Outside of Atlanta, 1-800-WSB-TALK. Name this movie soundtrack, you win in Beach Boy tickets. Movie Monday on the Mark Arum Show.
Mark Arum on 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
Final segment of Movie Monday. Someone guessed the soundtrack. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. Jerry's in Decatur. Jerry, welcome to the program.
Hey, how are you doing?
What up, Jerry?
I am going to go back before all of you even were watching movies. Number one, I wonder why you've not put Jaws, the shark and Jaws, in your dangerous
movie villains. But, yeah, that's all right. I like that.
But two that you never heard of or you never saw, when I was growing up, they were the scariest things around. Dracula and the Frankenstein monster back in the 40s.
Frankenstein used to scare the bejesus out of me, for real.
The original one.
Yeah, you know, I remember that. I still get the shivers on that. Real quick, favorite secretary in movie or TV?
Oh, probably Dolly Parton, and that where all three of them were secretaries.
9 to 5?
Yeah,
solid flick. Good flick. Good call, buddy. Terry's in Monroe. Terry, you were on the Mark Arum Show.
Yes, Mark. I was a member of the Long Riders with the Sheridan Brothers when they were doing Westerns. And I was one of their stand-ins that shot one of them out of the battle.
No kidding.
Yeah.
How long ago was that? It might have been a while ago.
It was in the 70s.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, they built a whole town just northeast of Atlanta to take all these things, you know, to do all these
for
things.
The Carradine brothers?
Yeah, the Carradine brothers.
That's awesome. Terry, I talk all night, but we got to run. We got to get some movie guesses here. Fat Boy guessing the movie soundtrack. Fat Boy, what is the movie soundtrack?
It is Money Never Sleeps. The movie Wall Street, Money Never Sleeps.
Is it Wall Street, Money Never Sleeps?
No, that was your guess.
No, I guessed Wall Street, too. I know, I'm with you. I thought it was. Tim, what's the movie soundtrack that Longo was playing?
51st Dates
with Drew Barrymore.
No.
No, good movie, though. I like that. John, what movie soundtrack was Longoria playing?
It's The Cure, Friday I'm in Love.
Well, that was the name of the song, but what movie?
Oh, it was He's Not That Into You.
He's Just Not That Into You, that's correct.
Really?
Yeah.
That was a better soundtrack than movie. All right, you've won a pair of tickets to see the Beach Boys in concert January 25th at the Cobb Energy Center. What do you think of that, John?
Sounds good to me.
All right, hang on the line. Low T's going to get some info from you. Let's do Star of the Show.
And now, are you guys ready for the Mark Arum Star of the Show?
He's just not that into you. That was a decent movie. I shouldn't say it was a bad movie. Vinny liked it.
Nah.
Beautiful. Star of the Show. I'm going to give it to Vinny. For coming to the Toys for Tots event for Captain Herb.
There you go.
the only other member of the Mark Arum Show that showed up for any charity event this weekend. So Vinny gets started the show. Tomorrow night on the program, Johnny Kilbasa with a fast food review. We'll decide whether or not I should bid on the Larry David Curb Your Enthusiasm thing.
Well, definitely.
Longoria is going to give me $3,000 to get it done. We'll continue the conversation on Twitter at Mark Arum, Facebook Mark Arum WSB, and Instagram Mark Arum. In the meantime, go to sleep, little baby.
You and me and the devil makes three. Don't need no other loving, baby. Go to sleep, you little baby.
Guests of the Mark Arum Show stay at the All Suite Omni Hotel, located in the heart of Chicago's Magnificent Mile.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.